My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Beautiful setting. We're on the rooftop deck of Fremont Bank, right in the middle of Fremont at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. We got all the tables set up. The chairs are set up. The view is set up. We're set up. We're ready to go. And we're going to talk out just about every possible thing that's going on with the 49ers as this season sets to begin.
Yeah, and we're counting it down. And then after Thursday and Friday, we'll get into Monday, and it'll be a full-on Jets preview mixed with, oh, my God, week one. How awesome was that? Because even if it's bad, it's really, really good because of fantasy and gambling and stuff's going to happen and all the rest of it. So today we really focus on the Niners, but also with at least one eye toward Monday night, because this is a special kind of opener, not only because it's the Packers, although they've played the Packers a couple of times in season openers during Aaron Rodgers' stint in Green Bay, so they do have some familiarity with Aaron in the opener, but this is Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and the Green Machine with renewed hopes of actually being decent.
Well, I'm interested. I think we all are. America's interested to see Aaron Rodgers because we haven't seen him in a while. And by the way, the last two times we saw him, not great. Not great, Bob. Like, if you really do go back to his last year with the Packers, it was not Aaron Rodgers-esque. And then the mobility is not there in the same way. And he went down. And on the fourth play of the season a year ago, was lost for the year. And then we spent a few more months talking about how he was superhuman and was going to recover from a torn Achilles like
ayahuasca,
800% faster than anyone in the history of ever.
Right.
And that was a big pile of you-know-what. But now he's back and he's 40 or about to be. I don't even know. Has he had the 40th birthday?
Oh, yeah,
yet?
He's coming up on 41 right. In December. He'll be 41.
40 years old, coming off a torn Achilles, brand new team. And so, I heard Baldy yesterday on the roast talking about how the NFL is not dumb. Like, if you look at what is about to unfold in front of us at Levi Stadium on Monday night, I mean, in fact, all of these primetime games, look what's about to come at us starting tomorrow night. The Chiefs and the Ravens, Patrick and Lamar. Mm. The very next night, we're going south of the border, way south of the border, and you're getting Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts. On Sunday night, you are getting a reboot of your boy, hang in there, big guy.
Oh,
you were
right.
Ryder days were ahead.
No doubt.
You're getting the Jared Goff Bowl again with the Lions and Rams, followed by the Niners and the Jets. These are eight of the most high-profile teams, most high-profile quarterbacks in the entire game. We're getting all of them over the next 5 days. So I'm with you. Like, there's the simple part of Monday night. 49er fan, opener, excitement. Let's root. Let's yell. Let's scream. Have a drink. That's great. But I want to see the Jets, too.
Yes.
I want to see what this team looks like.
Well, last year they had such promise. They have a great defense. You got Quinnen and Sauce. And, you know, we can get into some of the individual matchups that they may not go head-to-head, but Trent going up against Quinnen and Sauce trying to check Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel. And, you know, there's a lot of that intrigue. Nick Bosa trying to get at and get a piece of Aaron Rodgers. It'll be 364 days since he went down in a heap in the opener for the Jets. That was 9/11 of last year. This game's on 9-9, add in leap year 364. So I would expect there to be rust, but as he plays his way into the game, I do think it's important the Niners jump on early to try to, you know, if Rodgers does start to get comfortable later, maybe they have a little bit of a cushion.
Well, I really do want to encourage people to be with us at 3 o'clock for Greg Cosell, because if you've never heard him talk, some of what you were just talking about is exactly what his cup of tea will be. Sauce Gardner against Brandon Ayuk. Let's talk about it. Trent Williams going against Quinnen Williams. Let's talk about it. That defensive line for the Jets, which is good, chasing Brock Purdy. Let's talk about it. How about the other way around? I don't know squat about the Jets' offensive line, and we have so many eyes on the Niners' defensive line. What's their chance to get after an immobile Aaron Rodgers? Breece Hall was one of the top five picks in fantasy for most of you who have had your draft. Let's see what he looks like. Garrett Wilson's a target monster. Now he's got a quarterback. Like,
that's my receiver.
There are big names that are going to be out there in this one, and that's when we'll start to get our answers. So, absolutely looking forward to that, and that kind of sets the table for what we're doing today. The Red and Gold Summit, 39150 Fremont Bank, Fremont Boulevard. Come and join us and hang out. The gang will all be here. And yes, as you've mentioned, Loneal will be hanging out a little bit here and there in the 5 o'clock hour also.
A chance to meet, and I used to call him the big fella, but now he's just the medium fella, because he's slim in the waist and pretty in the face. As that was always one of the famous low-isms, and now he truly is both of those. I know he'll be here in the afternoon and shaking some hands and kissing some babies. If you bring your baby, baby might get smooched. Loneal, the pre-summit MVP odds-on favorite, according to me.
Yeah, according to you. And so, look forward to that. Glad you're with us. Until then, from 2 to 4, as we said, it's going to pretty much sound like it always does here on Willard and Dibbs, and you can join us at 888-957-9570. Here's one thing I was thinking about, though, as this starts for the 49ers. Unfortunately, I do think it's going to be one of those years where it's hard for us to get our eyes and our ears off of certain things that we don't really want to be thinking about. And that's how I would sort of characterize the way the offseason has been. We want to just enjoy 49er football, but it has become very difficult.
Yeah.
I would say for three main reasons.
Can I guess them?
Go.
One would be the scepter of the Purdy contract.
That is absolutely number yes, that is one of them, which is Brock's money.
Right. And, you know, every incomplete, $59.9 million a year. Throws a dime in coverage, $60.1 million a year. I think that you're right about the yo-yo of that emotion.
Okay, so that's one. There's two more. You want to guess them?
Yeah, I think one of them will be the Brandon or Debo. Not Brandon and Debo, but Brandon or Debo.
Well, I want to talk about that in a second.
Okay, that's not one of them.
I'll give you a green check for this reason. I think it's just the residuals of the offseason that has been, which is all the contractual stuff, and therefore, what that means now when people go, all's forgiven, all's good, we don't care. That's true. Until Ayuk drops one over the middle.
Mm.
Until Trent Williams gets beat around the edge. Until one of them, I don't want to say it out loud, but, right, if one of them gets hurt, the problem is where we've been, it has the specter of affecting where we're going, because even though people say all is forgiven, it's going to be on their mind. You do what they just did, especially Brandon, you are now expected to perform at an elite level. Last year, he did, but we didn't expect that, and so we weren't demanding that. Now it gets demanded.
Yeah.
That's a totally different emotion.
For sure, and I also think that, you know, as he starts to do well, and maybe Debo has a bad game, and the idea of, well, they can't afford to keep both, even though Cap Schmapp, Mark Schlereth agreed in many ways, and they've been very good at doing the financial gymnastics, maybe they can keep both. But I do think the narrative of one or the other, when Brock gets his money, it's going to be one or the other. So I do think they'll be pitted against each other in ways.
You're not wrong that that's a thought or in the mind of the fan. However, I do want to point out something that, because of the time of the week and Trent Williams and Ricky Pearsall, I thought this got lost in the shuffle yesterday. And it happened after Mark Schlereth came on our show and mentioned what he mentioned. But the Debo Samuel restructure, to me, is actually the biggest story of the last 2 weeks. It's not Brandon signing. It's not Trent showing up. It's the fact that that Deebo Samuel restructure makes it more expensive, significantly more expensive for the 49ers to cut him after this year. And I think is a sign that what I worried about openly last week is not going to happen. And that is that the 49ers are not going to move on from Deebo Samuel at the end of the year. And they are going to try to do this for at least two more years with both.
And with Trent Williams too, hopefully. Yep. And if George stays healthy and Christian, if you can keep this together, I do think that gives you the best chance, as long as they're healthy and still productive. This is a good team, and this is where I battle between, and I'll come up with your third one in just a second,
but I can't wait.
A quick thought about Super Bowl hangover and how everyone, Super Bowl hangover, that's it, you
there
can't go back. I think you have a hangover when you drink too much, and in this case, when you lose too many players or guys get hurt, then yeah, you're going to have a hangover. If you have a good team, or in this case, with the hangover analogy, you drink a lot of water, you can ward off the hangover and you can still be good in the morning.
Yeah, you know me. I don't buy too much. I think the Super Bowl hangover thing is actually like quirky math that we've used to build a narrative. The idea that someone doesn't make the Super Bowl the next year or even doesn't make the playoffs is not this thing. It's just life. It's really hard to make the Super Bowl every year or even every 4 years or whatever. So the likelihood when everyone goes back to the starting gates is that you're not going to make it. It is very high likelihood that the Niners are not going to the Super Bowl this year. There's a very high likelihood that the Chiefs will not. That's why you're allowed to make 6-1.
Yeah.
If you go put $20 on it, they're going to give you a bunch more money back if you end up being right, because it's highly unlikely for everyone's journey to just end there, which does, I'll give you a clue, lead to my number three if you want to take a shot at it.
I think that it's something that I say mostly just to bother you, and it's Super Bowl or bust.
That is a good way to say it. Here's what I think is going to be hard for fans this year, to stay in the moment.
Right.
I think it's going to be next to
impossible. You know why?
Impossible.
Because it's Super Bowl or bust.
Right, but it's not. It's not.
I know you don't think so.
Well, but no, like I think that I actually have facts here. What does bust mean?
Bust means you bust the thing up. And the restructure for Deebo does elongate it, I think, a little bit. You're not as desperate.
They're
but
not busting this thing up after the year. What is bust who up? Bust how? Who's leaving?
You start shipping people out.
Who's leaving?
Depends who plays poorly. Or depends on how things go. But
okay. I mean, the core is not going anywhere after this year, I would argue, unless there are things that happened this year that right now we don't know about.
Right. And if it ends in a season where you go 9-8, you might look to bust it up. I don't think that they will. Mm. I've got them going 11-5-1, not to give up too much of my material early.
You're giving us a tie? That's so disappointing.
No, it's so perfect because the over-under is set
ties.
For 11.5. And so everybody who's going to go pom-pom city, I bet the over, they're going to be furious because they're going to tie Arizona.
You better not have a tie.
I already thought about exactly how it's going to go. Kyle this time is not going to take the ball in overtime. Arizona's going to go down and score and go for two and get it.
He's going to be like Bob
Melvin. And he's going to have to answer.
And react to something that happened bad
absolutely.
The night before by doing the opposite the next time.
Grandy, I hope you mark the tape. It's going to be 8 points apiece in overtime and a good old-fashioned sister kisser.
I'll bet you right now.
You got to give me 5,000 to one odds. That's a bold play.
If I put the over-under on ties this year at a half, I'll take the under.
For the Niners?
Yep, and I'll take the under and give you odds.
What kind of odds?
3-1.
That's not enough.
Well,
do you realize how often ties occur in the National Football League?
Yeah, a few times a year.
The true odds to that are probably closer to 40-1.
Well, I'm not giving you that.
Well, I'm not taking 3-1,
right,
so we're at impasse.
Negotiation sensation.
I'm going to hold in.
And I'm holding out. So anyway,
you can't hold out. You're the talker on
the
show.
No, but that's
I need you.
Like, and actually, like, we'd love to talk to fans about that today. 888-957-9570 on do you think it's going to be difficult to sort of navigate those things this year. And that is the frustration of the offseason, the Super Bowl or bust moniker, and then I already forgot
Brock
my first
Purdy.
One. Oh, Brock's money.
Brock's money. Brockster's millions.
Brock's money. I don't want to think about any of that crap on Monday night when we're sitting at the game watching this thing. I just want to be a dumb football fan.
Okay, and I appreciate you wanting that.
I want to have a dog and a beer. beer and yell and scream and root and cheer. I don't want to worry about Brockster's millions.
Right.
I don't want to worry about contracts, and I certainly don't want to worry about the Super Bowl in week one.
Yeah, well, you can't win the Super Bowl in September, but you can sure lose it, Mark, if you go 0-4.
I mean, I know the numbers are against you, but you're allowed to come back and win the rest of the game.
You are allowed to.
You're allowed to.
And this game is not, it's not a must-win. It's not a huge one. And we can go through more of the schedule coming up, but the early part of the schedule is where you can make a lot of hay, I think.
It's on paper the easier part.
You get into the Kansas City, Dallas, and Buffalo portion with some really bad rest disadvantages. And later in the year, I think you've got a tougher road to hoe after the bye. But for this one, yeah, you can't. It's not Super Bowl or bust in week one, but I do think the Brockster's Millions one is going to be tough to avoid because everybody's fixated on Mr. Irrelevant making 900 grand, and how big is that bag going to be?
I don't want to get into a semantics argument, but can I read a comment that just came in on YouTube?
Sure.
Let's talk about this because it clearly does. It gets to me, and I know it gets to some of you, the whole Super Bowl or bust thing. So first of all, thank you for being on YouTube, listening and watching our show, Mike Rotunda.
And thank you, San Jose Jazz fan, for being the first one
in the building.
I didn't mean to paint you with my Last Supper analogy. It was just a joke.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You will always be John the Baptist to me.
I know. He's like...
He was there.
He went and got himself a soda, and he's drowning his frustrations.
Right, I'm back.
But let me read this.
Okay.
Mike says, nobody is saying bust this team up. We're saying we want to win the Super Bowl. I don't understand why it's so difficult for you to understand that.
That's aimed your way.
Yeah. Mike, I do understand that. That's not Super Bowl or bust. Get a different slogan. Get a t-shirt that goes, yay, Niners.
That's Super Bowl.
That's all you're saying.
Is what he's saying.
Right.
Super Bowl or bum.
Which is exactly what we've been talking about for the last 2 years. Super Bowl or try again. I get that you want to win the Super Bowl, but I do think two things. A, there is no bust. There is no break it up. There's no send everybody out. Some of the reports you've seen on social media in the last 48 hours are totally bogus. So there's none of that. Outside of that, the idea that we're having this conversation in September, I find to be not a good thing.
No, it's a great thing.
It's not a good thing.
No, it's a good thing because if you go across 32 teams in the NFL, there are only about 6 to 10 that can have this conversation.
Carolina
doesn't get to do it.
I understand.
Tennessee,
well,
you miss me. Minnesota, no, you get laughed off the air. You probably lose your job in Carolina.
Tennessee's going to be improved.
Super Bowl or bust. Will Levis, Super Bowl or bust. Give me a break. Stay off the Tennessee whiskey, and let's get back to some real topics about you being 500.
Take Tennessee and the points this weekend.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. I got to check my sheet.
That line is totally based on excitement to see
Caleb Williams. Yeah, no doubt.
Tennessee's going to be a squad this year. Take them plus the points.
The Super Bowl or bust conversation is not a bad thing. It just means that you are good enough to actually talk about it.
You know what I mean.
I do.
You're not wrong. However.
And yeah, you should stay in the moment. But
yeah, like I want.
If you get to 4-5-0 like last year, you start to think about booking rooms in Vegas.
No, it's
New Orleans this year, I know.
Yeah, totally find a dream. Again, but I just don't want people to miss out on the fun. don't miss out on the fun. Like, this is a football season. I don't want to be thinking about February. You know what happens in February? It gets depressing. They stop playing football games on TV. Like, I just, can we, and I know the answer is no, but I would love to be able to have a week-to-week conversation about the 49ers and not crater into a hole if they lose a game and freak out. They were in the NFC title game 3 years ago after being 3-5.
Yeah.
They were 3-5, and they ended up a Jaquaski Tart hold on to the ball away from going to the dance. So, like, that's all that I'm saying.
Yeah, and I know everybody fans differently.
Yeah. And, you know, you can do it however you want, but that's just, call it a suggestion. Then.
Yeah.
Let's go out Monday night and have a good time.
Oh, and we will.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fans who are already here in jerseys, and, you know, the people do need to know that the parking lots are opening at 1:45 for the Monday game. 1:45, parking lots will open.
So get there as early as you can.
Well, if you want to get there at noon, you can sit in traffic on Tasman. Tasman's closed, but 1:45, the parking lots open. From the 49. No, it's closed at 9 a.m.
Okay.
They close at 8
a.m. I see what you're saying. I know they were doing construction there a few weeks ago.
You're fine. Okay. But just fans will love it. Fans will be in the moment. If you're out there, you're going to love the game, the tailgate, the post game, and all the rest of it. And then you wake up the next day, and you're going to feel a certain way about talk trash to your buddies about, yeah, we're 1-0, and you're 0-1, and we're going to the bowl.
That's the nature of it. That's all good. Again, I presented these things as three things that people are not going to be able to avoid.
Right.
So they're unavoidable, but I'm sure as hell going to try, because Brock's money is going to work itself out. What happened this offseason has already worked itself out. And then the idea of January or February, like, that's sort of where we get to that phrase that was used so poorly in Philadelphia for a long time, which is trust the process. And I really, really do. I really do. It was a frustrating process at times this offseason, but we're here. And I'm going to take the lesson from this offseason and apply it to the season. That's a lot of hand-wringing for 6 to 8 to 12 weeks about who's going to be where and this and that, and we're mad, and I don't like how this one's handling it, and who's this guy think he is, and all of that. And we get to today, and it's the Red and Gold Summit, and everybody's practicing, and we good. We good. So just stay right here, because that projection about the, oh no, what's going to happen around the corner, it's fake. It's not real.
It's real when it happens. So you can,
you're
allowed to project these things out, and you're allowed to wonder what the team's going to be like in 2 years, and if Brock is really the real deal. There's some fans who are still, the jury's out on Brock Purdy. They don't believe that he's good enough to get $60 million. So those fans are going to look at the game in different ways than you are, who's already made up his mind about Brock Purdy being the future quarterback.
Well, I also don't think about it in those terms. Good enough to make $60 million. I don't know.
Well, if you're the franchise quarterback, then you're good enough to make $60 million.
Well, then
there are some fans who don't believe that he's shown enough to where they think that he's good enough. Now, fans' opinion don't matter when it comes to the contract. All that matters is Kyle and John and the front office and ownership. But there are fans who still have their thoughts that the jury's still out.
Yeah, but okay, you said that in two different ways, and I'm curious. You said that he's worth XYZ amount of money if he's good enough to be the franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that's two different answers for a lot of people. Some are like, they attach it to the money. Oh, he's not good enough for $60 million, but he's good enough to be the franchise quarterback. Well, that's what a franchise quarterback will make next year. That's why Trevor Lawrence is making 55. Like, do you have any questions? Does anybody in the room have any questions that Brock Purdy is good enough to be franchise quarterback? Scream and yell right now if you still think that's like a maybe. That's silence.
Yeah.
Okay, well then
the room is still building.
Then
so
what are we?
It's a pretty small sample.
Yeah, we got
about 20 people
20
out of 7 million in the Bay Area.
But that's, we went 0-20 on anybody having questions.
Okay.
There you have it.
No, he is not. Yeah.
I didn't say the majority of fans, I just said some fans. So when you're talking about just living in the moment, there are fans who are looking at this through the lens of Brock Purdy's future as, is he the guy or is he not the guy?
Did you see that he's got another huge endorsement?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's for like Western clothing.
Okay, that fits.
But immediately, and to my point, first social media response I saw to this today. And, sorry, did I spit on you?
No, it's okay.
Your watch okay?
Yeah, I'm going to wear a poncho next time. It's like being at a Gallagher show.
First social media response I saw to his new deal was, oh, now he's going to take less money on his contract from the 49ers.
Right.
Just like Tom Brady did, because he's going to have endorsements out and about.
Tom Brady did because his wife out-earned him. So we can put that on the table right away.
We don't know.
No, we do know that.
No, we don't.
We
don't know that that's why he took less.
We do know that that's a mathematical fact, that Giselle was the top earner in the household.
But we do not know that that crossed Tom's mind when he did what he did.
I would imagine he did what he did because he understands that doing that makes your team better and he wants to win. Now, Brock is not in a position yet where he does that, and that move is almost unheard of in pro sports. Steph Curry just signed for $62.9 in an extension.
Did Jalen Brunson just do it?
No, Jalen Brunson took every dollar. That's
his
first bag.
No, he didn't.
He took a little less, yeah.
Yeah, he took a little less.
But Tom was taking a lot less.
Not really. He wasn't taking a lot less.
I have to look at the salaries at the time. He's taking like 14.
He was doing fine. He was doing fine.
It's not about what you're doing or how you're doing. It's just a choice he made, and no way is Brock Purdy going to make that choice.
Yeah, well, and again, for me, the point is more about where our minds go the second XYZ or happens, and that is, it's almost like what we've watched with LeBron James for years, and why whenever we get into that MJ LeBron conversation, it's not even about sharing an opinion on who's better, but it's pointing out that there's one thing that LeBron has navigated that Michael Jordan never did, and that is playing in an age of social media, where literally his legacy was supposedly on the line on every possession. And that's what I do worry about that with Brock Purdy this year. Are we going to see a drop back in the second quarter and he throws a pick and a deflected ball and we have this grandiose response to it rather than just a guy threw a pick, but now instead we got to have a whole conversation about whether or not Brock Purdy is a good player again. Rinse, repeat on every possession.
That's the way that goes. I already have 17 tweets in my draft folder just ready. And by the way, I'm going to text you after every drive with just a number. The baseline will be $60 million, and depending on how Brock does, we're just going to go up or down from there.
See how I do my phone during the show?
Yeah.
Face down.
Yeah.
Same way during a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game's over, you'll be able to follow my thoughts in 27 convenient texts.
Click.
That hurts.
Red. Swipe.
I'll just save it for the air then. Yeah. I'll walk you through it drive by drive.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.